Perek Ravi, the fourth chapter from the laws of Tefillin, of Maimonides' Mishnah Torah, Halacha Aleph, Hecha Manichem Atfilin Shorosh, where do you place the head of Tefillin, Manichem Osam Al HaKodkod, they are to be placed on the cranium, on the skull, Shehusefa Seir, which is the end of the place where the hair grows, Shekeneged Aponim, but towards the face, V'hu HaMokim Shemocha Shaltinik Reifes Bay, which is the place where the brain of a baby pulsates, and you should adjust them. They should be in the middle, the midpoint between the two eyes, and the knot at the back should be at the top part of the back of the neck, which is the end of the curvature of the skull, the cranium. Halacha beis v'shel yad, as for the hand tefillin, where do they go? Kosher esa al smole, you bind them onto your left hand, ala kiberis, on the place called the kiberis, the biceps muscle, v'hu, and which is habasar atefeach, the place where the flesh rises, sheba marpek, which is on the upper arm, shebein perik akosav, ben perik azrea, between the shoulder and the elbow, shenimtzu kishahu dabek marpeka letzalov, which means when you place your upper arm close to your ribs, tia tefila keneged libe, then the tefillin come out opposite the, on top of the, facing the heart, v'nimtzu bekayim, and you therefore through this fulfill, v'hoyu advar mo'ela alavavcha, these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart. Halacha gimel hameniach tefila shegiad al pas yodei, one who puts on the hand tefillin on the palm of his hand, or the head tefillin on mitzchay upon his forehead, this is the way of the Sadducees. Ha'oset tefilasa agulav ke'egay, is one who makes his tefillin around like a knot, ain't but mitzvah kal, has no mitzvah whatsoever. Itum maniach tefillin b'yaminay, a left-handed person should place the tefillin on his right hand, shehu smol shalei, which is his weaker hand, his sort of left. If he was ambidextrous, he should put it on his left hand, which is the same, the left of everybody else. The place of binding the tefillin, the place of the exact place of placing them, have been derived in an unbroken chain of tradition. The head tefillin does not exclude the wearing of the hand for them, the shalyad and the makirish rosh, neither does the hand exclude the wearing of the shalrosh, and they shall stay mitzvahs zulatzim, because there are two mitzvahs, each one independently. In other words, if someone could not put on the hand for them for any reason, he was had a wound on his hand, and so on, he still puts on the head, by way of example. Raketim mevorchim al shalrosh, and how do you make a bracha on the shalrosh? Mevorch hashem, he makes the blessing hashem kachol mitzvah, but zavonu al mitzvahs tefillin, only mitzvah tefillin. Be'al shalyad mevorch, and what bracha does he make on the hand hashem kachol mitzvah, but zavonu al niach tefillin, who sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us to place the tefillin. Halacha hei b'med v'ra b'morim, one of these things, when is this said that you have to make two brachas? Kishehaniach achas mehen, when you only put on one of them, avalim niach shteihem, but if you're putting on the hand tefillin and the head tefillin, mevorach bracha achas, then you only make one bracha, the he, and that is lahaniach tefillin, to place the tefillin. V'koshe shalyad, and you bind on the hand tefillin, v'achakach meniach shalosh, and then afterwards you put on the head tefillin. And the one bracha goes for both. V'koshu chelet, and when you take off the tefillin chelet shalosh, you take off the head tefillin first, v'achakach chelet shalyad, and then afterwards you take off the hand tefillin. Halacha vav, misha birech lahaniach tefillin. Someone who made the bracha lahaniach tefillin, v'kisha tefillin shal yad, and then wound on the tefillin of the hand. Also le saper, he's not allowed to talk, v'afilu lahoshiv shalim, the rabbi, or even answer a greeting given by his master or his rav, achi yaniach shalosh, until he has put on the head of tefillin. Himsach, and if he did interrupt with speech, harezu aveir, this is a transgression, v'tzorech lavarech bracha shnia, and he now has to make the second bracha, a mitzvah tefillin, the bracha on the mitzvah of tefillin. V'achakach meniach shalosh, and after the making that second bracha, then he puts on the head tefillin. Halacha zayin, the tefillin calls manchem menicham, as long as every single time he puts them on in one day, mevarech aleim, you make another bracha on them. V'afilu chedetz v'levish kamapayim bayim, even if you take them off and put them on a number of times by day. V'chol ha-mitzvahs kulam, and all mitzvahs, mevarech aleim, are to be blessed upon, the brachas to be made over them, kodem lasiyosan, before you do the mitzvah. L'vitoch, therefore, tzarech levarech ala tefillah shal yad, you have to make a bracha on the hand tefillin, acha hanocha ala kiperus, after placing it upon the muscle, kodem kishirosan, before you actually tie it. Shekshirosan, Zuhi Asiyosan, for the binding of the tefillin, this is the doing of this mitzvah. Halacha chaska shecheretzon and tefillin hatzniyon bekeli, when a person takes off his tefillin to put them into a container, lo yaniach shalyad milamato, he should not put the hand tefillin down at the bottom of the container, v'sharosh milamailo, and the head tefillin on top of them, v'pneshe v'sharosh uretzin l'losham, because when he will want to put them on, yivka v'sharosh tchila, he will come across the head tefillin first, v'nimtza, and it will come out, shemenicha, that he puts them aside, and then reaches in to take out the hand tefillin. V'she'en lo shim sh'rosh kodem sh'yad, because you do not put on the hand tefillin before the hand tefillin. V'osa lo adam l'haniach mitzvah. It is prohibited for a person to put aside a mitzvah, v'laver mimeno, and to go away from it, l'mitzvah acheres, to another mitzvah. Ela mitzvah sh'tovel l'yodah sh'lo adam b'tchila, but a mitzvah that comes first to the hand of man, bohu may misasik. This is the one he should preoccupy himself with. L'fikach, therefore, tzarech l'haniach sh'yad l'mailo, you should put the hand tefillin on top, k'desh yivka b'tchila, that you should come across it first, v'yubash al haseder, and you should be able to put the tefillin on within the correct sequence. Halacha tes, kedush sheichinu lahaniach bei tefillin, a container which was made to place the tefillin, v'hinichon bei, and you place the tefillin in one time at least. Niskadesh, this container becomes sanctified. V'osel l'shtamash b'dibrei chayil, you are now no longer to use this tefillin bag or whatever it is for mundane matters. Sheichinu v'lo yehaniach bei, if you prepared it for tefillin, but you never put the tefillin in yet even one time. Or sheniach bei aroi, or you looked around and you found a paper bag or some other bag to put in your tefillin temporarily, and you didn't prepare it for this thing. In either of these two cases, it did not become hallowed. It is mundane as it was, or profane, whichever word you prefer. You're not allowed to hang up a tefillin, either by the straps or by the cube itself. But you are allowed to hang up the bag in which the tefillin lie. Halacha yud, zman hanochas tefillin by yom v'leilo. The time for wearing the tefillin is by day and not by night. Shnei amos that it said, miyamim yomimo, you shall observe this statute. A literal translation is from year to year, but the word yomim is used from days to days, and so we learn that out as being days. Now it says, v'shamata, you shall keep as a chukah azayis, this statute. And so Maimonides says here, chukah zu, this chukah that's referred to, the statute is mitzvah tefillin, is referring here to the mitzvah of tefillin. And similarly, Shabbos and Yom Tov, just like night, Einon Zman Tefillin, are not the time of Tefillin. Shnei Ma'ariv, it is said, these Tefillin shall be for you as a sign. And Shabbos and Yom Tov are themselves a sign. And when is the proper time for putting them on? From until when? From the time in the dawn, in the morning, that you could see a friend that you know moderately well, about 4 amos distant, which is about 6 feet, and you recognize him. In other words, when the gloom of dusk has given way to the gloom of dawn, has lightened up sufficiently to recognize him, and you can wear the tefillin from then all day, either shetishkach acham, until the sun sets. Yidalot mishaniyat tefillin kodesh shetishkach acham, someone who had put on the tefillin before the sun sets, choshka olav, and it became dark, afilu hain olav kol alayla, even if the tefillin remained on him all night, mutar, is permissible. Bein merin dovaz el rabim, but we do not give this halachic decision publicly. But rather, you teach the masses, you teach everybody, you should not put tefillin on, they should not wear tefillin by night, but they should take them off as soon as the sun sets. And someone who goes and puts on the ab initio, puts on the tefillin after the sun sets, over belav, he transgresses a negative commandment, you should guard, you should keep this statute, miyamim yomimo, from day to day, or that's not a literal translation, but we interpret it as being by the days. And I suppose with Shabbat, you shall guard, is a negative, has a negative side to it. Halacha yud beis. A person was on a journey. Or tefillin baroshi, and his tefillin on his head. The shakal of hachama, and the sun set. Now, I should mention that before we continue here, just to take one brief moment to mention that some of these laws may seem strange to you until you reach the end of Maimonides, where you see that it was the custom for people to wear tefillin all day long. It was not worn specifically for prayer. It was worn on the person the entire day. And that will put into context and into perspective and into understandable form all the halachas, all the laws, which are now going to be stated by Maimonides. Different things that you can or can't do with the tefillin in, and it'll make a lot of you wonder, you know, everybody's in the shul, in the synagogue, and praying with the tefillin on. What on earth does it have to do with eating, drinking, sleeping, etc., etc.? But now that I've given you this introduction, you will understand. This has been discontinued for various reasons, which we cannot get into now for lack of time. This chapter is a long one. I hope to be able to finish it within the specified limit of this tape and program. So once again then, if a person was on a journey and the sun set, literally the translation is that the sun set upon him, which means caught him, he was caught still on the journey when the sun set. The Kiddush Hayom, and the day was sanctified. There's a debate here in the commentaries whether this should be part or should not be part of the manuscript. There's another manuscript in the Bodleian in Oxford which does not have this expression here, because it's an expression that's usually used for Shabbos, meaning that it turns Shabbos, and indeed the Rambam uses it in this way in the next line. But be as it may, even if some of the commentaries say it's perfectly okay and it's simply an indication of sunset. At any rate, the Meniach Yodei Aleihem, the person should put his hand over the tefillin until he magiya lebeis until he reaches his house with chalitz and then takes them off. Hoy Yosef beis hamedrash, if he was sitting in the study hall, tefillin beroshe and his tefillin were on his head, the kiddush olav hayom, and the sun set upon him, or as it was Friday and it became Shabbos. Meniach Yodei Aleihem, he places his hand upon them until he magiya lebeis until he gets to his house with chalitz and takes them off. If yesh bayis samach lechayma. And if there is a house similar that's close to the wall of the city, where he can keep them, they can be fairly secure. Manichem Shom, he should leave them there. And if he didn't take off his tefillin after the sun set, because he had no place to keep them, and it comes out that they are on his head in order to guard them, much of it is permissible. Halacha Yud Gimel, Kol HaPotam Mikriyas Shema Potam Mitfilin. Everyone who is exempt from the obligation of reading the Shema is likewise exempt from the obligation of wearing tefillin. Kotan Shiyadeh Lishma Tefilov, a youngster under the age of 13 who knows how to keep his tefillin in cleanliness. Ovev Lekeach LeTefillin, his father buys him tefillin Kedei Lechanchem B'Mitzvus in order to educate him to Mitzvus. Chayil Miyayim, when he was suffering from stomach complaint, Chor Mishle Yochal Lishma is the Kovav, or anyone who cannot withhold himself from performing his hygienic needs at any time, Elabatzar only with great distress, someone who's suffering from diarrhea, etc. Potter min atfilin is exempt from the obligation of wearing tefillin. V'chol atmeim kulam chayavim betfilin betkitaherim. However, all those who are spiritually impure, the various ritual impurities that are designated, they are all liable to wear with the obligation of tefillin, just like as if they were the tahirim. Mitzpire, one who is in pain, one whose mind is not composed and calm, potam in atfillin, is exempt from tefillin, because one who wears tefillin, it is forbidden for him to take his attention away from them. Kohanim performing the service in the temple, v'halavim b'shor shayim b'mashir duchan, and likewise the Levi and the Levites when they sang the various songs on their Levitical platform in the Beis Hamikdash in the sanctuary in Jerusalem, v'yisrael b'shor shayim b'mikdash, and also the ordinary Jews, neither Kohanim nor Levim, who took their appointed places in the Beis Hamikdash, p'turim min atfilim, out at that time exempt both from the Amida, from the Shemone Esrei, and also from the obligation of wearing tefillin. Halacha Yudalit, Chayav Adam L'Mashmash B'Tefillah, a person is obligated to constantly feel and touch his tefillin, Kosman Sheimolav, as long as they're on him, Shalei Asiach Daitim Mehem Afilu Rege Echadish, because he shouldn't take his concentration or his mind away from them even one moment. Shekadushosim G'dolim Mekdushas Atzitz, for the sanctity of the tefillin is greater even than the sanctity of the plate that was worn on the forehead of the high Kohen. Sha'atzitz ein bayal Hashem Echad, because the plate that was worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol only had one name of God, V'ilu Yesh Bahem, whereas in the tefillin there are Echad V'Yesrim Shem Shel Yudkei, of 21 names of the tetragrammaton, the four-letter name of God, B'Shel Rosh, and that's just in the head tefillin, Rukumotim Mishal Yad, and likewise the same number of names of God on the hand tefillin. And altogether, a rather impressive total, an awesome total of 42 haskaras or names. It shows you how careful we have to be. Halacha Tesvav, tefillin tzrichim guf naki. The tefillin require that a person should have a clean body. Yizoy should be careful. Shatetin menu ruach minamata, that no wind passes out of him from below. Kos man shem olav, as long as he's wearing the tefillin. The fikach therefore also lishon bahem. There you are definitely not allowed to sleep in them. Lo shinas keva, neither a fixed sleep. That is to say, when one goes to sleep at night, lo shinas haroi, nor even to take a nap. Melei miniach aleihem suber, unless you place the cloth over them. And there was his wife was not with him. Yosha behem shina saroi, then he can take a nap. The ketzad hu oisa, how should he do it? Meniach reisha ben birkov, he simply places his head between his knees for yosha b'yoshin and sleeps in a sitting position. In other words, it's got to be just a temporary nap, putting your head down for a while, not stretching out. Halacha tezayin hoyut filav kruchim beyadai, if his tefillin were wound up and held in his hand, mutalishim behem, then you are allowed to sleep in them, afilu shinas keva, even to go to sleep at night. Behein oichel behem el achidas aroi, but you're not allowed to eat with them. No, I'm not saying but. This is a separate case. You are not a separate case. You're not allowed to eat with them. Only eat a snack. I will niklas the suudas keva, but if you go into a fixed meal, cholzon, you should take them off and manicha mashulchan, and you put them on the table. Achiyuto leodav until you have washed your hands for the bread, the ritual washing. Then afterwards you put on the tefillin again. Then you make the bracha over your food. You're making the bracha over the food while you are clothed in the tefillin, which is of course an admirable and good thing. Halacha Yud Zayin. How you lavish tefillin. A person was clothed in tefillin. Hutzak lebeis hakisei, and he finds that he needs to fulfill his sanitary needs. He should not leave the tefillin in the cracks and crevices in the walls which border the public domain, the street, the yikonis, and then go into the public lavatory. Shema yitlam ovik drachim, because passers-by could take them. Ketad yaseh. What should he do? Even if he only needs to urinate, cholitz tefillah, he should take off his tefillin. Barochik arba amos, 4 cubits, about 6 feet away from the location of that lavatory. The goel alam, the big day, and he should roll it up into his clothing, kamin sefer Torah, just like you do with the sefer Torah. Barochisam b'yamino, and you hold it in your right hand, connected libed, opposite the heart. But Yizor should be careful, because they should tear to hear Tzua Yitzas Metachas Yodei Tepach. That not even a strap, not even a single strap should stick out of his hand, and at least not a hand's breadth. Then he can enter the lavatory and fulfill his needs. And when he goes out, he then moves away 4 cubits from the location of the Beis HaKisei, and then he can put them on again. When these laws apply to Beis HaKisei Akavua in a fixed public lavatory? When we are not afraid for droplets of the matter that is there, getting sprayed on him. But a temporary lavatory, just a wall, etc. These he should not go into. When they're open, when his tefillin are open. I missed the print over here. Kishahin galulim, even when they are rolled up in his garment. Rather, should take his tefillin off, the nosam the chaveroi, and should give them to his friend the shamron to guard them. The ein meir aglayim kolin afilu bebeis hakisei kavua ele biyeshiva. And the meir aglayim, the urine does not disappear into its place, even in a fixed bebeis hakisei, only when one sits. Vimhoya ofa tichuach. Or if unless the earth was plowed up, then even when one stands, if it was in a place with hard ground, he should stand on a slope, in order that the sparks should not fly on him. Halacha Yud Tes. A person was clothed in the tefillin, and he needed to fulfill his hygienic needs towards evening. He sees that it's almost at sunset, and when he will come out of there, he will not be able to put them on again. Then you should not go in the way that he mentioned 2 seasons ago, in using this method of rolling up in the garment. And not even to urinate in a fixed lavatory. Located Yasa, but how should he do it? Chotzon, he should take them off and manichem bekelyon, and he should put them into their container. If that container was at least a hand breadth long, which is about 4 inches, or bekeli, or even in a container she'ein kelyon, which is not specifically made as a container for the tefillin, afapi she'ein beitefach. Even if it doesn't have the shear, the required length of a hand breadth. You see, if it is better, if something is not designated as a vessel and you put it in it, it becomes a more effective covering. Whereas something which is the covering designated for the thing does not act as a shield, as a covering between unfit or unseemly circumstances, as we shall soon see. Then he can hold the bag or whichever container he is for the tefillin in his hand, the nichnas, and then he can go into this bathroom at sunset. And the same thing is if he If he needs to fulfill his hygienic needs at night, which means that when he will come out, he will no longer be able to put them on. Menichem bekegel, then he should put them in the container. Ve'oichas hakele b'yodem, and he can hold the container with his hand. Ve'nichnas, and then he can go in and perform his needs. Law number 20. Shochach, a person forgot. Ve'nichnas the beis hakisei, and he entered the beis hakisei, the lavatory. Who lavished tefillin, and with his tefillin on him. Meniach yodei aleihem. He should put what he should do in this unpleasant circumstance. He should place his hand upon them. Ashiyigmer amud rishon, until he finishes the first amud. The yotze v'chayotze, and then he comes out of there and takes them off. Then takes them off. Achakach nichlas v'yosetz rochem, and then afterwards he goes back into the bathroom. Im yafsek ba'amud rishon bein migden and bein miktanim, because if he will interrupt in the amud rishon, whether it is whatever kind of sanitary needs he is fulfilling, that is dangerous, and it can come to various sicknesses, yesh pem sakana gadola, which have great danger, Maimonides says. And of course Maimonides is the great physician and definitely believed upon us. Chafalaf, halacha chafalaf, law number 21. Shochach v'shimesh mitaseh b'tfilin. A person forgot and participated in a matrimonial union with tefillin. Karei zeh le'yoychas lo b'ritzuv le'biktzita. If that happened, the person should not touch, not grasp with his hands, neither the strap of the tefillin nor the box of the tefillin, the cube of the tefillin. Achayita yodav until he has washed his hands. V'yitleim and dried them. Mipnei she'yadayim askonies. Of a yitlim, beg your pardon, and then he should take the tefillin. If neshu yadayim askonias, because it is difficult to guard the hands. Cut base. Hanichlas abeis amechatz. If one enters a bathhouse, Maimonides distinguishes, discerns three areas. Makim shebnei adam mayim levushim. There is an antechamber where people stand fully clothed. Mutar laniach tefillin. There, a person can put his tefillin on. And again, I remind you the context in which this is said. We're not talking about a society or circumstances where people put on tefillin in order to pray. We're talking about a circumstances where people wear tefillin as they used to all day long. And therefore, the question is, in which circumstances can they resume? Can they replace their tefillin? And therefore, this fits much better in with that perspective. The antechamber of the bathhouse there, where people standing fully clothed, you are allowed to put tefillin on. The second place where some people are clothed and some people are unclothed, you still do not have to take your tefillin off, but you should not put tefillin on initially in that place. And the place, finally, the bathhouse itself, where everybody is standing naked, you must remove your tefillin. And of course, it is unnecessary to say that you do not, that you cannot put tefillin on. Halacha Chav Gimel, la yahal echadim beis hakvaros v'tfilim b'roshay. A person should not walk in the cemetery with tefillin on his head. Afilu b'tech arba amish shel meis, even within four cubits of a dead person, or b'tech arba amish shel kever, or even within four cubits of a grave. Tzal lachlat tefillah v'achi yarchik arba amish. You should take off his tefillin until he gets four amos distant, at least four amos distant, but within the four cubits, you should not put them on. Similarly, a person, another improper circumstance, a person should not put on tefillin until he has covered himself, his lower parts, put on his clothes. Halosei masui al roshei, someone who carries a burden on his head, chaylitz tefillav shal roshei, achi yosei masui miolav, should take off his head tefillin until he has taken off the burden. Afilu mitpachas osel aniach al roshei, and you shouldn't even cover your head with a kerchief, as yesh by tefillin if you have tefillin on. Avot seinif hu mitznafte al tefillin, but of course you can wear a hat, or a turban, or whatever it might be, which is a literal translation, because in this case, tzainif, to wind in mitznefes, I believe would be a more accurate translation, to wind the turban, or even to place a hat on the tefillin. This, of course, you are allowed to do, to wear your basic head covering. Halacha chav dalet, ba'yis sheyesh bei tefillin, a house that has in it tefillin, or sefer Torah, or the house here means in the sense of a room, or a sefer Torah. Also, l'shamash ben mitosei, a person is not allowed to participate in matrimonial union, achi yotzeim, until he takes them out of that room, oishi yanichem bekeli, or he places them in a container, v'yanich hakeli, and then he takes that container and he places it bekeli achi in a second container, she'einoi kelyon, which is not designated for that. If you put it in a box or a or a pitcher or something which was not designated as a container for the Sefer Torah or for the Tefillin. But if the second container was made specifically for the Tefillin or the Sefer Torah, then even if there are 10, one inside the other, they are only considered as one. And if you put, if you did leave them one vessel, one container inside another, you're even allowed to put it underneath your head, between cushion and pillow, but not exactly opposite your head, in another part of the pillow, kedei l'shamron, in order to guard them. Afilu ishta imay b'mita, even in matrimonial circumstances. Halacha chaf hei. Kedushas tefillin, kedushasam gedei lohi. The sanctity of tefillin is very great. Shekos man shat tefillin b'roshay, shol odam v'azroyo. As long as the tefillin are on the head of a person on his arm, hu onav. He is humble by Yerushalayim and God-fearing, and he doesn't become attracted to frivolity and to idle gossip, and he doesn't think evil thoughts, but rather he turns his heart to words of truth and to justice. That person should therefore be should make great endeavors, as I mentioned earlier, that the tefillin should be on him all day long, because that indeed is their mitzvah. They said about Rav, Talmidoi Shel Rabbeinu HaKodesh, who was the pupil of our holy rabbi, which is a synonym, a euphemism, a title for Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the compiler of the Mishnah, and his Talmud was Rav. They say about Rav, Shekol Yom of all his days, one never saw him, Shehalach Arba Amos, that he went even 4 cubits. The late Torah without studying Torah at the time, or without wearing tzitzis at the time, or without wearing tefillin at the time. I presume, of course, that is on a weekday, not on the Shabbos or Yom Tov, obviously. Chavav, afapisha mitzvosam, and again, I should mention that that this is no longer in effect, that for reasons which I cannot get into, we do not wear tefillin all day now. Chavav, afapisha mitzvosam, the lovesham kol ayayim, even though the mitzvah is to wear the tefillin all day, b'shas tefillah yosim min hakel, the time of prayer, this is more so a mitzvah than any other time. Omru chachamim, the sages have said, kol akir kriya shema b'lay tefillin, anyone who recites the kriya shema without tefillin, ki'ilu is as if meyid edus sheker ba'atmei, as if he is testifying false testimony about himself, because he says, Maimonides doesn't conclude this way here, but basically it is that he says, he talks about the mitzvah of tefillin in the Shema, and he says, these words which I command you this day, they should bind them as a sign upon your hand, and they should be as tefillin between your eyes, and he's not doing it. He's not fulfilling that which his mouth is saying. And anyone who does not wear tefillin over b'shmeinah asay transgresses 8 positive commandments. Because in 4 different portions of the Torah commanded us about the head tefillin and about the hand tefillin. And everyone who's habituated, is used to wearing tefillin, will have long days, lengthened days. Shenemar, as it is said, Hashem aleihem yichyu. Literally means may God be with them, and may they live long. And this is interpreted as may God be with you, and not literally, but when Hashem aleihem, when God is upon them, and this means when the name of God is upon them, which is a reference to the tefillin, then yichyu, then they will live long. And this brings us to a conclusion to Perek Revi, the 4th chapter of the laws of tefillin. And this, in fact, concludes the laws which deal with tefillin. Perek Hamishi, the 5th perek of this section, will begin the laws of mezuzah.